I'm talking about overcoming circumstances, and last time we got together to talk about it, I didn't get very far, got halfway through the message, so I want to pick it up this morning. But today I want you to turn to Psalm 52, we get back into our stride, and I want to talk about overcoming circumstances. And just by way of a reminder, and perhaps just to help those who weren't here to pick up, I mentioned three things last time we looked at Psalm 52. The first is this. I mentioned the malice that the godless bear to the godly. And if there's anything that we need to remember, friends, it's this, that godly people and ungodly people are on two entirely different wavelengths. And those of you who are Christians are not to be surprised. Some of you get thrown when godless people or non-Christians begin to attack you or persecute you or criticize you in some way. And you somehow feel that's the most unexpected turn of events, but it's not unexpected. The Word of God is full of it. There's the malice that godly people, that ungodly people bear to the godly. And if you want to overcome your circumstances, the first thing is to remember that if you're a Christian, then you are light shining in a world of darkness. And light and darkness just don't mix, and there'll be a clash after clash after clash. Our Lord Jesus said, I come not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. Didn't he say so? And that's what happens in your homes, in your relationships, at business, and so on. The sword comes down. It's the sword, the demarcation line that separates you from the world. And the world doesn't like that. So the world will always stand against you. They'll mock you, laugh at you, scorn you, discriminate against you if you're a Christian. And if you want to overcome your circumstances, the first thing is to remember that there is an inherent malice in the hearts of ungodly people to the godly. Then the second thing that I pointed out last time we were talking about this psalm is this. I was pointing out the character of a godless man as it is expressed here in this psalm. When you go through the scriptures, you discover that there is teaching all through the scriptures as to how godless people act. We were talking about it from Romans 8, talking about the fruits of the Spirit on Wednesday night, and we're sort of leading into it by looking at the way godless people act and godly people act. And here in this psalm, we have certain characteristics of a godless